Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
It's the first time in ages you need this there to really actually brighten up your morning, literally.
It's really dark out there today.
What the hell's going on?
I know.
Anyway.
Nicki Minaj makes Spotify history with a new single, Super Freaky Girl.
He tell me, leave me alone. He always tell me he miss it. He wanna
The reason it's broken history is it's the amount of streams it had, is it? Views.
Yes, according to chart data, the track gathered more than 3 million first day streams and it also became the top new entry on the Spotify global chart.
Not a new song, it's borrowing, no. Obviously.
So that was originally by, oh, I can't remember now.
Rick James,
that's it, right? And then somebody else sampled it.
They did, you're right.
It was like Puff Daddy, I think?
It was in... Stop filming our pets. Our pets' heads are falling.
You can't
off.
Touch this.
Yeah,
that's what it's sampled. But is MC, it
like,
MC Hammer,
like a part of it or something that's borrowed. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, and then Puff Daddy sampled it as well. It's a very, very famous track.
There was a dance remix of it a few years ago.
Yeah, a lot of there's at the moment in the charts. There's about three or four classic kind of funk tunes from way back. You've been using samples.
There she is. Tom Holland has decided to delete all his social media apps from his phone. He said that he finds it a bit overwhelming, and if he sees things about himself, it spirals and he gets very upset.
Yeah, I think he's right.
I don't know if he means people tag him on things. I don't know if he means he goes looking for things. He has a combined Twitter and Instagram following of nearly 75 million people.
Oh my God.
He made the announcement in a video posted online to support the STEM for Charity, which promotes positive mental health for teenagers. It's a lot to take in, like.
Yeah, well, especially like if 10% of his fans say negative things about him, you know?
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield's better. Get off the stage. And he's sitting there and just watching telly going, oh, maybe he's right.
Hello and goodbye. I've been taking a break from social media for my mental health, but I felt compelled to come on here and talk about STEM4. So we spoke about that. Sure, look, he's got Zendaya sitting on the couch at home watching Netflix.
But you don't need it. He's right. Get off it. I tell you what, we'll be chatting. It's not just the dirt related, but we'll be chatting about the football.
Oh, I'm just a bit excited.
Sorry, yeah. Paul Hollywood encouraged us to use the word moist in every episode of Bake Off. The Great British Bake Off is well known for its innuendos, soggy bottom and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All the food shows do that. Nigella's terrible for it. But apparently he said the word, someone once said to me they didn't like the way I said moist on Bake Off. Is it maybe because it's Liverpudlian accent?
I think there's been a good few surveys over the last years that said people just find that word just offensive. It just like, makes them go...
But it isn't offensive. They said it was an inappropriate word, but I think it's a great word. I've had made sure now that I say it in every show. While it might make viewers wince, the judge of Channel 4 just admitted he enjoys making contestants wince too. So, yeah... Moist, it isn't a rude word, it makes people kind of feel, get the ick.
Yeah, exactly.
Moist.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
What other words are on that list? They're not rude, but they sound rude. Wobble.
Wobble isn't that rude, is it?
Oh, it could be. Your cake, wobble. Your cake has a bit of a wobble to it.
Wobble. Well, body's moist. Wobble, I suppose.
Any more words there you want to send us in, please? Rude words that aren't rude.
Exactly. And Nicole Scherzinger is not going out with Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's the guy who He's a good bit older. But they were photographed together. I think they were just at a play or something. Or oh, dinner.
Yeah. He's a lot of sort of lovey friends.
Lovey friends?
Yeah, so like, you know, there'd be a big circle of famous people of he hangs around with. There'd be loveys, yeah. Like artists and actors and singers and all that.
And do you say hello to them by, hello, lovey?
He's friends with them all. That's what they call them collectively. They're loveys.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd say they're just pals.
There's nothing more to it than that, yeah. Unless she likes really big age.
That would be a surprise.
It would be a big surprise, yeah, for a lot of people, I think.
Mostly for him.
All right, that is that's Dish the Dirt. Someone turned the lights on. I mean, it used to be a gradual thing. What the hell happened? It's just bang.
It's weird, isn't it?
Hello, almost September. Hello, Monday. The Mondays of Mondays.
After the heat, the downpour is the headline.
Oh, and dear.
It's dark. It's dreary. There was a good bit of lightning last night. Did you see any?
I didn't. I saw videos, all right. Cork got hit up pretty bad.
I saw a little bit of lightning. There was the forecast for, like, so it's very hit and miss. So some places you would have got loads of it, loads of rain and everything. Other places got nothing. It was just very, very humid, wasn't it?
They did say that there could be places to get nothing. But where will happen. And also because the ground is so hard, the water can't necessarily just soak in. So it might cause a bit of flooding.
That was the hottest night so far, right? Of the whole heat wave. Yeah. That last night was just, ugh.
Yeah, pretty bad, all right, yeah. Anyway. I can't believe the girl from Ed Aaron there in the news. Her name is Emer Flood.
Emer Flood, brilliant.
Perfect name.
Maybe she's the specialist for floods. They bring her in for floods.
Yeah, just for the flood ones.
They have Polly Sunshine for the heatwave ones. Right.
Emer Flood.
We have to, Salman Rushdie. Defiant Rushdie is smiles better, which is good news. Salman Rushdie, his usual feisty and defiant sense of humour remains intact. As the family gather by his bedside, his son has said that he's in kind of fighting form again. He's coming out of it, hopefully. And Zafar Rushdie said his dad remained in critical condition and was receiving extensive ongoing medical treatment. So very serious wounds. But good sign that it's always a good sign when people are showing, you know, good mood.
Yeah, definitely.
So...
Someone said the pen will always be mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Gardaí have asked people not to share footage of events leading up to the death of a man called Babs Connolly at a stag party the weekend. And I presume they're talking about mostly about WhatsApp. So Gardaí have appealed to everybody not to share this material. It's disrespectful and upsetting to the family and friends of the deceased and unhelpful in the Garda investigation.
Eric Ten Hag, yeah? Ten Hag. How you feeling, everybody? What is the story? So there's that, I was telling Terry now there a minute ago, there's a guy, he's a Man United fan, and he does this live commentary to himself, and he films himself watching the match. You just see his commentary, of course.
Mm.
And then when something like Saturday happens...
He disappears.
No. People edit together the best bits. And he's just going, no, this can't be happening. Restart the match. This isn't...
I haven't made that many noises to my telly in quite a while anyway. That's all I know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the sun was shining. There was loads of reasons to be outside. But he just couldn't leave.
Yeah. I didn't see the first bit of it. It was like...
Oh.
United are losing.
It's like four. What? No.
Four. After 34 minutes. And they could have had five. Meanwhile, yesterday, did you see this? Thomas Tuchel.
Mm.
Now, that Graham Souness guy, don't like him. Right? I don't like him. He's sitting beside, I can't remember her name. Carney's her name, isn't it? The English footballer. Anyway, he's sitting beside a lady footballer.
Okay.
And he goes, because their touchline bust up, he says, oh yeah, it's a man's game. And there's like a lady footballer right beside him. Like, there's bust-ups in ladies' games as well. Not as many, but...
They generally don't, though.
It's a man's game. Anyway, Thomas Tuchel, did you see what happened? So, he's coming at the end. So, it's 2-2, Spurs. And I'll put my hand up. One of the goals shouldn't have been allowed. But okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Tuchel comes over. Now, I've never seen a manager, a Premier League especially manager, act undignified at the end. And he did. So, Tuchel comes to shake hands with... Mr. Conte
to you.
Hats off to Mr. Conte.
Yeah.
And he shakes his hand. Conte's not really looking at him. And maybe said something like or something.
I doubt he did.
But Tuchel then doesn't let go of his hand. And so Conte has to kind of swing back and go, hey! And then the blood was up. It was like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was words. Right. And then Tuchel made the thing like, look me in the eye when you shake my hand. But he nearly took the wrist off him.
There was definitely vibes, yeah.
Yeah, but like this I think, yeah.
Tucci is the headline.
It's Tucci. Yeah. It's inappropriate behaviour, I think, for a manager to rip the hand off somebody like that. That's just not cool.
We're both sent off, so that was the message.
Yeah, but I don't think Conte deserved a red card for that. He didn't do it. Anyway, they'll review it. Hopefully he'll be fined and banned from the touchline for a little while.
There was allegations of ref rage, reds and hair pulls. And also
there's definitely hair pulls. Now, I put my hand up to that. That was really, really not cool.
City fans are very upset because they weren't allowed to bring sun cream into the Etihad on Saturday.
Why not?
I don't really know. Can the bottles be thrown or something?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But it hasn't gone down well because charities have said you should be able to wear sun cream.
Yeah, you know? The last thing they want to turn is red.
Or a hat. No, the last thing they want to turn is red.
So yeah, I think it was bad form by Thomas, and he said, "Well, look, we didn't have a bust up. You didn't have a bust up because 40 guys got in the middle of it. It was like a GAA match.
It was worse.
I don't know. I think just like if your players are looking up to you and you're acting like a bit of a thug, that's not cool.
It's not.
So anyway, but look, it was 2-2. Good point for Spurs, but yeah, look, I'll take it."
Anyway, you might need sun cream today, the way things are going. So take a break. Take the day off, sun cream.
Plenty of rain around today. So it is her. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7 to 4.
First of all, Beyonce, you don't need any foundation. You look amazing as you are. Second of all, that song has played me all weekend. First of all, so she talks about a yak in it.
Oh, yeah.
A yak hanging out your mouth. And I confused a yak with a yam. So all weekend I've been thinking, why is Beyonce talking about sweet potato hanging out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Because they call that yams in America,
don't
they?
Yeah, do you remember in Sesame Street they'd say yam, you wouldn't know what it meant.
So then playing the song there reminded me of why was she talking about sweet potato?
And she's not talking about foundation makeup. She said, I'm building a new foundation.
Yeah, I know, Jim.
Like a revolution.
Come on, like. I know it's Monday.
I'm putting on some more foundation.
I know you're still off the coffee. It's not like you still have the coffee.
Ah, man, I'm not allowed to have coffee.
But then I went Google and I was like, no, it's not a yam. I confused it. It's a yak. So a yak is obviously beef. Well, what's she talking about?
That. Yak is beef, is it?
Yak's beef, yeah. You can have wild yak.
Okay.
I wasn't sure myself, to be honest with you. It's like known as an ox, a grunting ox or a hairy cattle. Oh. So why is Beyonce talking about a hairy cattle?
Good pub, that, the hairy cattle.
The hairy cattle. It's a large domesticated wild ox with shaggy hair, humped shoulders, large horns, used in Tibet as a pack animal.
Well, she's
for its milk,
educating
its meat,
us also, isn't she?
And its hide. Yeah, but just the context of it. Why does Beyonce sing about yak?
Do you know eggplants?
Yes, Jim.
Aubergines, right? They call them eggplants. Do you know why they're called eggplants?
Do you know eggplants?
Do you know? I love eggplants, I do. Do you know why they're called eggplants?
Is it something how they grow or something? Or they look like something else?
Yeah, when they're growing on the plant, they look like little white eggs. When they're small.
Oh.
And then they go black.
So they grow from a mammy plant into other plants.
They look like when they're little and
it's
they start
off like
they look like little eggs growing on a thing. Really like eggs, look it up. And then they get bigger and they go black. That's why they call eggplants.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know myself really.
There you are now. Happy Garda new kit day. Today is the actual day they're getting their kits.
Get your kit off.
Gordy will don a brand new uniform from today following a 5-month delay.
Like I love they picked the worst day of the summer so far to put on their t-shirts.
They have the t-shirts now in the rain. It's only the third time in 100 years the official uniform has changed.
They don't like change there now, in fairness.
Since on Gorda Shinokorn. What happens to the old uniforms now?
Oh, you still have them for winter.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So the old uniform's not gone?
No.
It's just like,
this is just more breathable, but literally they've picked the worst day of the summer to launch it.
Around 13,000 Gordy sergeants and inspectors will wear the new threads, which include a two-tone soft shell jacket, two-tone waterproof jacket, and a blue polo shirt and operational trousers. It's more like a firefighter. More easy to jump over walls to catch scrouts.
Yeah.
And for the first time, the Garda crest will now be visible on the uniform, which it was previously been featured only on the cap.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to look kind of
it's on their belt as well.
They're going to look like LA cops now.
It's on their belt and it's on their tie clip.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Not that I've studied guards, but...
The new kit was made by a Monaghan-based firm, James Boylan Safety Limited.
All right, okay.
I'm wrong, James. So there was logistical issues.
Anyway, the best thing I saw about the Gormity this weekend was the guy hiding behind the tree on Stephen's Green. It's on Lad Bible.
What's he doing?
He jumps out in front of two guards, and one guard's natural reaction is to give him a dig, but he doesn't. But it's the funniest. And someone else said, like, in any other country, you'd probably be shot for doing what he did. And in Ireland, the guards just laugh it off and say, ah, fair play to you.
Well.
It was, yeah, it's very funny.
I'm surprised that fella who does that, the bush thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't get more box to
more
the chops.
Yeah. Yeah, it is quite scary, like, you jump.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened to me yet, but...
Most people laugh it off.
Yeah.
But I've seen
get the wrong person, like.
His American equivalent in a little box, and every so often there'll be some guy just like, no, bang. Not having that.
Sorry, yes, I was getting back to the Beyonce thing as well. A lot of messages coming in about that now. Yeah, yeah, there is, there's a reference to cognac and things hanging out your mouth, and I don't know if she means an actual piece of beef. Maybe she does.
Lads, yak is slang term for cognac.
Right.
So she's on the yak.
Well, are you even a rap person, artist? If you haven't, you don't mention cognac.
Why are they so into the cognac?
I don't know. Normally they say Hennessy. They don't even say yak. In your home while trying to smoke with a yak in your mouth. Right.
Yeah, it's not beef. It's not a big piece of beef. it's a glassy yak.
I thought Beyonce was a big fan of brisket. Brisket for a brisket. Right, 7:25 on F104. If you are working today, send us the photograph of the crest if you're allowed. We won't pass it on. I'm just curious to see how it looks.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yeah, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
They're belters only.
All true tonight.
A bit of advice today going around. Little thing has caught my eye. And you know, for quite a while, Botox, fillers, all these things might have been associated with the older lady or the older gentleman.
Yeah.
Not so much now. You know, people in their 20s get it to prevent. They don't want to have any wrinkles down the road, mm-hmm. for the time being. But if you do get any of these things, especially for women, if you're talking to the women about it, they judge you on the anti-aging process depending on what you say it's for. So if you say you get a bit of Botox to look younger for your job.
Yeah.
If you say you get a bit of Botox or lip fillers, whatever, because it makes you feel better about yourself, that's all good. But if you don't, what you don't say to another woman is, I'm doing it because I want to get a bloke.
Oh, really?
They'll go off you.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of judge you a bit more.
If I was getting that done, I wouldn't say it to anyone. I'd just get it done.
You'd notice.
Well, people could do it. Is something different there?
Well, I wouldn't notice with you, actually, because you look about 12.
Yeah. But no, it's like, you notice it's fairly noticeable most of the time. But
yeah, well...
If you just say nothing to no one, I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't make, hey, look at my new face.
I don't think I'd get lip fillers or anything like...
No, I don't understand that. You know, unless you've no lips.
If you've no lips, but then suddenly, you have lips. Total eclipse. Total.
But those lip fillers can look, they don't look natural. So it does
look
like
you've been stung by a bee, yeah.
Have you seen Brian McFadden?
Yeah, but that was actually stung by a bee.
I know, yeah. But he was like, somebody said...
It's an improvement.
Somebody said, how it started. I should be fighting, I'd love to fight ISIS man to man, one on one, like real men. And how it's going, I was stung by a bee. Look at my face.
Have you ever noticed, whenever Westlever does something big, he manages to get himself out there in the news the same week.
Yeah.
So they're doing Parky Queeve, just finished.
And he gets stung by a bee. Do you think he deliberately went out the back?
He went around sniffing pollen to try and get a bee up the nose.
Really?
Maybe not. Maybe not that far. But anyway, look, if you're getting it, that's grand. Just don't say it's for those reasons.
Well, it would make you feel good is the most normal reason, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Just to make you feel better about yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
And then that if you feel attractive, then people will be attracted to you, and then that's the natural progress of it.
While men judge women the same regardless of the reasons behind their anti-aging endeavours, women took their specific motivations into account. So any sort of... I don't know what that is. Because as usual, blokes don't care.
I don't know. A lot of the big girls who go into Love Island get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
Traditionally, the last couple of years.
On,
yeah, a lot of lips and a lot of Botox and stuff, don't they?
Could be, yeah.
And like, I'd like to see a picture of them beforehand.
Before and after.
Do you know what I mean?
I think Botox can look good, but I think the lips need to get the technology.
Yeah.
Look less stingy. Or maybe that's the idea. You want to look more stingy. Anyway, just don't say it's because you want to look better to find someone.
Right.
And you'll be fine. Your girls won't judge you, is the advice. But it's your own body. Do what you want. Get what you want. Do whatever makes you feel good. That's the lesson in life these days, and it's a good lesson. It's 7:42. Dish the Dirt's on the way. I'm just about to post today's qualifying question on the Insta stories as well for €1,000 on FM104's Instagram. So stick around.
So if you're a Blackpink fan, it's good news because they've a new single coming out on the 19th of this month.
They're taking their time, you know.
Yeah.
Last week, a little bit of a tease. Pink, more tease.
Pink Venom. So this is to further drum up hype for the track. The K-pop quartet have shared individual concept teaser trailers for the upcoming song. Courtney Cox has posted a video of herself returning from shooting Scream 6. But when she turns on her security TV screens, she sees an unwelcome masked intruder.
Oh, that's
never happened before.
No, but it's very freaky masked.
Oh, it's very freaky.
Very freaky.
Just finished filming Scream, back from Montreal, and I'm so happy to have my work behind me. Whoa.
I haven't even seen the clip and I'm getting hairies on my arms.
Now today's the day Better Call Saul finishes. The last episode arrives today, and Kim Wexler is going to teach you now how to negotiate like a boss.
Whether you're discussing what movie to watch or pitching yourself for a promotion, at the end of the day, it's about getting what you want. Make sure you've done your due diligence, know the facts, and have your evidence boiled down into quick, simple talking points. Don't be too eager. Sit back, get the lay of the land, and let them make the first move. Know what you're willing to settle for, but don't disclose it. And be willing to walk away if things go south. No matter how prepared you are, sometimes you'll be thrown a curveball. Rethink your strategy and get creative. There's always a way to bring the conversation back on track. Finally, a negotiation isn't one meeting. It's a process. So get in there.
I really like her.
Yes. Well, her character did a lot more than just staring into space this season. So
it just took a while, though.
It took a long time, yeah. She was my least favourite thing for the first seasons. But her character got some good storylines.
Has she still got that little yellow car? Has he upgraded that yet?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you things like that.
Well, it's only a car.
I know, I'm not going to say. No spoilers.
Really, I need to get back into it.
It's brilliant. So anyway, if you're up to date, last one's today.
Okay.
Ryan has spoken to Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney on the first time they met. They're talking to Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's on holidays. Rob McElhenney's guest hosting about the first time he reached out to him on social media.
I saw Rob in one of the episodes of It's Always Sunny. He did something that was absolutely spectacular. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and it was a dance sequence all in black and white in the rain, and it was just pound for pound the most gorgeous, beautifully shot, choreographed and performed 3 minutes I think I'd ever seen on television. So I happened to follow you on social media, so I just DM'd you, and I said, that what I just saw on your show was spectacular. It was one of those moving things I've ever seen. And I'm in awe of you because you not only have, you know, run, created, written on, starred in one of the longest running television shows ever, you have another one, Mythic Quest, simultaneously going, and now a third with Welcome to Wrexham. It's unspeakable.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Congratulations. It's 7:52 on F104. That is Dish the Dirt. All I want to know is what pickled onion flavored crisp begins with the letter M. That's the qualifying question.
What a tough one.
It really is. 10 questions after that on F104's Instagram worth 1,000 euro.
It's a turbulent time to be a Man United fan. Erik ten Hag is your latest person you want out. Here's his answer machine messages.
This is the message machine of Erik ten Hag at Manchester United. Please leave your message after the tone and remember, be kind at all times. I've only just got in the door and I know it's falling apart. Thank you. Cheers.
The culture at the club is rotten to the core. It's a disease. We've been spanked basically by the top of the league, bottom of the league and the middle of the league now. We're everybody's scalp now. History making in the wrong way.
Hello, Erik ten Hag. It's David Moyes here. I just wanted to say thank you very, very much indeed for making me look really good. In fact, I'm sure they'll be calling for me to return anytime soon to bring the club out of the relegation battle that you're most likely to be in. Statue on the way for Moisey, eh? Cheers, Erik.
This is a disgrace. I'm sorry. What is going on at this football club now? What's going on? This is the rebuild. You're picking the same shit. Why is Maguire still captain? Why is Luke Shaw starting over a new left back? Why is Varane, a four-time Champions League winner, sat on the bench?
How are you doing? Is that 10 cans? Listen, my name is Wacker. I'm from Dublin. You don't know me. I'm just a Liverpool fan. And if you could do me the favour of just playing like you are until we beat you, and that would do us for the whole season. You could end the season right there. 4-0.
Hello, Erik. Jürgen Klopp here, your good friend over on Merseyside. Just making sure that you have everything ready for us at Old Trafford for next week. And hope you get some extra ice for your ice bath after the match, because your boys will have very sore boom booms from the spanking we're going to give you. Get ready for a bloodbath like no other. Glory, glory, Liverpool! Yes!
Is Antonio Conte. I am the most piercing blue eyes manager in the Premier League. And I do not like when people pull me by the hand. But you shake hands like a man, like a gentleman. You are very gentle. And that is the only good thing about you. So I'm going to sing a song because it's Bad Macho Clock. It's Burnley 30. Take off Maguire, Andy Haya. Burnley's on fire, you're donkey for player. Okay, all right, you're shitting tag. It's about Ten Hag.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
Questions.
60 seconds.
1,000 euro.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Joe is on the show. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Did you enjoy the sunshine, Joe?
Oh, yeah, I did. Woke up this morning to the horrible rain.
What the hell's going on? Well, at least you got Monday off.
Yeah, not too bad.
How'd you swing that?
Just day off.
Now, Joe, if I had the day off, I'd be asleep now. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, I wasn't. Just after waking up. Didn't sound too fresh when I first answered the phone.
Just thought...
You didn't, Joe, to answer you. I did sound... I thought I was annoying you. But you've kind of woken up a little bit now, so it's all right.
If we could send over, and we're not going to, but if we were going to send over the best breakfast, what would you order right now? If we were deliver straws,
the breakfast gods.
Oh, full Irish.
Full Irish, okay. Right. Well, we're not going to, but you should go and get one later if you win.
Oh yeah, I will.
Does that include black pudding and a tomato?
Not black pudding.
Yeah, I'm the same. Yeah,
well, I like a bit of black pudding.
I'd agree with you there. Okay. We're going to fight over it, so. Right, 10 questions, 1,000 euro. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is the name of Winnie the Pooh's donkey friend?
Eeyore.
Is Dublin's Griffith College on the north side or the south side?
North side.
What instrument do doctors often use to listen to your heart?
Stethoscope.
Spell the word Q, as in, you know, queuing in a line.
Q-U-E-U-E.
True or false, Lewis means tram in Irish.
True.
On a keyboard, what number key has the exclamation mark above it?
9.
Thomas Tuchel is the manager of which Premier League football club?
Chelsea.
What word starting with S goes before second, personality, and decision?
Sorry, say that again?
What word starting with S goes before second, personality, and decision?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's older, Brendan O'Carroll or Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis.
And Bucharest is the capital of what country?
Hungary.
Have a little recap of the 10 questions. See how we did. Started very well, Joe. Very well. Eeyore is in fact his donkey friend.
But then that was the end of the hot run. Griffith College is on the south side. I didn't know there's Griffith College in Cork and in Limerick too.
Didn't know.
There's the campuses in various parts of the country.
Thankfully you don't have to spell the word stethoscope, but the answer was stethoscope. I don't know where you'd begin with that one. S, I suppose.
Lewis doesn't mean tram, it means speed.
Speed. Go Lewis. You spelled Q right, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, congratulations.
The number that has an exclamation mark on the keyboard is number 1.
Thomas Tuchel's the manager of Chelsea.
Get that right. A split second, split personality, split decision, split is the word there.
Yeah.
Brendan O'Carroll is 1 year younger than Bruce Willis.
You're joking me.
Yippee-ki-yay. And Romania is where Bucharest is from. So you got 5 today, Joe. Not bad for half asleep.
Joe, I'm on your team here, but someone says, it's not a full Irish, there's no black pudding. Okay, whatever. We don't need to fall out of it. That's Jason. 5 out of 10, not bad for Monday morning, especially when you were a bit sleepy 10 minutes ago.
Do you think meanies are a bit too salty, Joe?
No.
Okay,
no.
Fair enough.
Fact.
Fact.
Fact. Joe, have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
Good luck. Carly and Mercedes are two girls from Canada. They've been together for 2 years, Jim.
Two of your favourite things? Cars and girls.
I think they dropped the Benz. I think they just like to be called Mercedes now. Anyway, her name is Mercedes. A couple who have been told by people, you guys look really alike. So much so that people thought they were sisters. They've been going out with each other for 2 years. But they look so alike, they decided to take a DNA test 2 years into their relationship.
No.
You'd kind of want to know sooner than that. They were concerned that they might share the same dad, which would obviously make them half-sisters. So they both spoke to their mas. And they both revealed that both their mas had been with the same fella.
No way.
In the past. Not at the same time.
Well, that's, you know, these things happen, but like...
But how do you bring that conversation up with both your mas?
So they've different mas.
They've different mas.
Right, so they're in a relationship.
But did they have the same da?
So they ask about who the dad was.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of things like this happening. If you meet somebody that you're related to, you do you. Sometimes you're attracted to them. Sometimes you just become very close to them.
Just
there's something in the air. You know.
I'll just show you the photograph of the two girls there.
Okay, I don't really think they look that much alike. But
I think they've got the same eyes, same nose.
Similar. They're similar.
Same nose. Okay, so they get the test. And of course, it's 2022, so they reveal.
And there's no Jerry Springer show to do it on.
No, you don't need it.
No.
Just go on TikTok and reveal your DNA test. Is she your half sister or is she still just your missus? It's a good game, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's kind of niche.
So if you search DNA test, you'll see this. Many of their followers on social media also noticed that there was an uncanny resemblance. Some people say, anyway.
And?
So when they took the test, they still continue to go out with each other, obviously, because they're 2 years in. So they're not going to say, oh, well, we have to wait 5 weeks to get the results back. We're going to pause while that happens. So 5 weeks later, a little envelope comes back after spitting into a tube or whatever they had to do to. It doesn't take much. A bit of hair, isn't it? Like,
I don't know.
Very simple. You do know, Jim. It's DNA.
I've never done a DNA test.
I know. Did we not find out we were half Norwegian or something? I thought we did.
No. I've never done that. I'd like to do it though.
Maybe that was just me. In an emotional clip posted on TikTok, the couple could be seen opening their results on camera.
Oh, for God's
sake. Why would you do that?
Like, clicks.
Imagine it was wrong.
It's for clicks.
Not wrong, but imagine she was your half-sister.
Okay, I'm going to guess here that they're not sister and sister. Half-sister.
Good show.
From another mister.
Sister. I've never been so invested in someone's DNA results.
Yeah, so they've hooked everybody in.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
We were very anxious at the thought of potentially being related. It was horrifying. But
this
we
is
just
clickbait,
tried to,
isn't it? It's clickbait.
We just tried to keep ourselves busy. They're pictured hugging after they opened the envelope and realised that whatever happened with that man a few years ago, it wasn't the same thing. They're not related.
Yeah.
So they're grand.
But it worked, though. I'd say millions and millions of views.
I'd say it has. But they really do. I mean, they do look quite alike.
They don't really.
Ah, 2 years in. Like, there's a lot of investment there. 2 years into
it
a
is.
Relationship.
They don't look that much alike.
What if they were half sisters?
They just look like two girls. They're two girls who are different heads. I did hear one before. It was brilliant. So these kids were sent out. They were sent out and adopted, right?
Yeah.
As babies.
Okay.
And this kid was traveling. One of the kids, they were split up. So it was a brother and sister were split up from each other. And they got to about the age of seven. And one of them was traveling with their parents across America. They pull into a diner in the middle of nowhere. And they're in a booth and they're chatting. And the next thing, they hear this voice over the thing. So I think they were separated when they were about one or two.
Familiar voice.
The familiar voice, familiar name. They look over the booth in, and there is his sister. The brother and sister that were separated.
Wow.
And they weren't told the information about where they'd gone. They thought they'd never see each other again. Oh. Until they were adults or whatever. And they saw each other over the thing.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
And they didn't need to go on TikTok to talk about it.
No, but it kept people going, didn't it?
It did. It did.
Better Call Saul was a big winner at the Hollywood Critics Association Awards on Saturday. They won four awards on the night, picking up four big ones, just days ahead of the very last episode, which is today. The big wins for Better Call Saul include tying with HBO's Succession for the category of Best Cable Network Series Drama, the two shows, Best Sci-Fi's Chucky and HBO's Euphoria, HBO's The Gilded Edge. Loads of stuff there. So here is the Saul Award.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you, HCA. Thank you so much to the critics. You know, when we went and shot the show, we all went, we all did it, we came back. I was looking at it back. I was going to Trader Joe's. I had a list of stuff, eggs, tuna salad. I had, turned around, there was a giant poster for Better Call Saul, and I'm like, we're going to get our ass kicked. And you guys, the critics and the audiences, were kind and gave us a chance to prove ourselves. So thank you so much for that. Listen.
Bob Odenkirk tweeted a few weeks ago that it was a year since he had a very serious health
thing. Yes, he had a heart attack, didn't he?
and may not have made it, but he did. Obviously.
Yeah, incredible. So the last episode is today. MIA is the new album. Matta is approaching, and today she's given us another preview to go along with the one.
What's the matter, baby?
Yeah, love me like I love me, love me. Suddenly it's about me, about me. Now you wanna be around me, around me. Cause I love myself, I'm living my best life. Love me, love me, love me, love me.
Speaking of female rappers, Nicki has broken records because on Saturday, after 24 hours of releasing this, it's the largest solo debut for a female rap artist in Spotify history. It's called Super Freaky Girl.
That's good.
Super Freaky.
One Direction singer Louis Tomlinson's not happy. He has had a load of songs leak. He's been in touch with the record company to ask how this happened, including some very some private ones that he wrote about his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Songs that he would have submitted back in 2018 for the record company to have a listen to.
He's probably just scared that everyone's heard them.
Well, no, apparently they're really good and they're supposed to go on his new album, but they're leaked, they're out there and super fans are sharing them.
Oh.
And somebody somewhere got their hands on it and shared them where they shouldn't have been sharing them.
Leaky Louie.
And he's on the warpath, wants to know how this happened. It wasn't for publicity.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Dish the Dirt for now.
So there's a bloke on TikTok and he is a vocal and confidence coach. His name is Sheridan Coldstream.
What is his name?
Yes, he's freshly terribly.
Sheridan Coldstream.
Sheridan Coldstream.
Sheridan
_ Coldstream.
Okay.
And he analyses music. So he's big into music and he'll teach you about vocals.
Cool.
And he said, I want you to duet this song. So he was doing that. And it was Listen Before I Go, the Billie Eilish tune.
Okay.
So he said, duet this, and I want you to do the vocals a little bit higher than you normally do in the actual song and see what you come up with. So loads of people do that. I've seen him knocking around before. And Billie Eilish herself.
Heard about it.
Not only heard about it, duetted with his piano playing.
Oh, wow.
And took his vocal advice and went a little bit higher in the chorus.
Here's one for all you Billie Eilish fans. This is called Listen Before I Go. It's a beautiful song. I want you to sing it while I play. But on the chorus, a bit where it goes, sorry, can't play me now. If that feels too low and grungy for you, I often prefer this sung by my students up an octave, so you're kind of there. Sorry, can't play me now. So by all means, go up there on that bit. Verse and chorus, here we go. Lots of freedom, lots of space around this one.
Billie Eilish has the phone on the floor, looking at her ceiling.
Take me to the rooftop. I wanna see the world when I stop breathing, turning blue. So pretentious, leave me like you do. If you need me, you wanna see me, you better hurry, cause I'm leaving soon. So
he does that music teacher pointing up to go, don't forget that bit where he said to go high, and then yeah. She goes high.
So his name is Sheridan _ Coldstream. He's pinned that at the top of his TikTok.
You
as
would,
you can imagine.
You?
He's done loads of other songs and loads of people have sung along with him, but not the actual artist he's talking about.
And so, Jim, I hate to bring him up, but the person that we have to credit for all these things
It's Gary.
Gary who?
Gary Barlow started all this.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He was doing
it. He did lockdown sessions with randomers, and then they got more famous. You want to sing along with me? He did.
No, he's not responsible for good things.
No one else had anything to go to.
He wasn't on TikTok. He was on Instagram.
That was the same thing, though.
It's not.
I was duetting, like, you know, I'm in my room, you join me from yours, come on.
No, it was him with his friends, his celebrity friends. This is where anybody can duet with anybody.
I think he did randomers as well for a while. I know it got pretty famous
hello.
As well. Though.
Hello.
Billy's cooler.
Gary.
Credit where it's due, Jim. That's very cool.
That is good, isn't
you
it?
You just never know what's going to happen.
The vocal on her, like, and why did she sing along with a backing track at Glastonbury? Her vocal's just unreal.
Yeah.
But the hairs, the goosebumps.
Maybe she had a sore throat that day. So Idris Elba, he's, you know, a big man. You reckon he'd be able to handle himself, he'd be grand. He's been telling a story about how he was filming in South Africa and himself and his good lady were going to have a shower.
Yeah.
You know, so go in and rub each other's backs, whatever. So they went into the shower.
This is in a hotel or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And they went in and all was grand. And then he realised there was a bat in the shower.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Now, I've never seen it. I don't think I've ever seen a bat in real life. Would they be like a moth?
No, no. They'd be bigger.
They'd be bigger. They're like,
about the size of a mouse, small mouse, but
with wings.
The wings
and no tail.
There would be a tail, I think, yeah.
So he left his own missus in the shower cubicle. He legged it.
He ran
out of the shower. And he legged it and left. And he said, she still reminds me to this day, you left me in the shower on my own with a bat.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that. I mean, if you don't like flying things, if you have a problem with moths, and I've seen people have major issues with moths.
Yeah.
Some of them can be huge. But yeah, a bat is a whole different kettle of fish. Now, if a bat's stuck, it's probably just not doing anything. If he's in a...
Just hanging.
He's just hanging, yeah. If he's just sitting there doing nothing... He's probably terrified, doesn't know how to get out either.
Ah, still, yeah. I'd be terrified if Idris Elba was there in the nip. The size of him.
I don't think bats attack humans. As far as I know, I don't think they do.
Unless you're Bane. That's different.
I think maybe that's just in movies. But it's just the way they move. It's like spiders and any kind of creepy crawly.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever, you know, been doing a Tiesto, getting down to business, and all of a sudden a spider just droops down over his web. Like you'd see something moving in the background maybe.
Yeah, definitely. No, it wouldn't be good.
It wasn't meant to be there.
But even if a bird, I remember I heard this noise. I thought I was being burgled.
Okay.
And there was somebody in the sitting room.
And there was someone in the sitting room?
Well, no, I heard this noise in the sitting room. And I was like, what is that noise? And I could hear, like, cutlery. I was like, there's somebody in there. So I barge in, and there's two massive magpies.
Oh.
And they'd flown in through the sort of the double doors.
Did you wave at them?
It was an apartment I was living in. They'd flown in through this double doors. Because we're
Two of them.
And they were eating some kind of leftover thing. From like whatever.
Oh, Jim's vegan kormas are lovely.
It was a little bit of naan bread or something they came in for. But they're huge. The size of them. They were huge. And they went, baka! And off they went. But
two like, magpies.
Yeah, it does give you the willies when you see birds or animals run around your house.
Exactly, yeah.
But you weren't. Do you ever see a cat walking through your house? Cats will often just wander in.
Right.
I just have a little nose.
But a bat's a bit weird. It was meant to be an intimate moment, you know?
Yeah.
I said when you said you'd spice things up, you'd bring someone else in. I didn't think you meant bats. So
they didn't say how they were. Did she have to throw a towel over the bat?
I think she had to sort the bat.
You're joking.
He was screaming like
phobia.
Like a little 4-year-old girl in the corner. But he's also John Luther.
Well, we all have a thing.
I know. Even Idris.
Why did it have to be snakes, as Indiana says?
Exactly. If you've had an incident with any type of crawly that wasn't meant to be there, you know, that you didn't invite around, let us know.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.